Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
We would like to acknowledge that this podcast meeting is being held on Aboriginal land, the land of the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation. We would like to pay respect to their elders past and present and their multiple birth mums and dads who run their own businesses.
This podcast contains truth, humour and the occasional F word. It's not suitable for children. Hello, Mandy.
Hello, Kate.
Welcome to Two Peas in a Podcast bonus
episode. We're so up ourselves. No. Have a bonus.
Bonus episode. Well, it's not. You don't have to listen to this one.
No. But we think
you don't have to listen to any of them.
We think it'd be good just to talk a little bit about our businesses
and our story. Because a few people have asked. So yeah. this is that, if you're curious.
Yep.
If you're not, just press stop now.
That's right. So, do you want to, you tell me a little bit about your work history.
Okay. So when I finished school, I went into nursing. That's what I did from high school. I did nursing and intellectual disabilities, double degree. And in my final year, I got pregnant. I was married at the time.
Yeah.
There are no accidents, only surprises. Anyway. We were...
Especially since that's the engineer.
Yeah, that is the engineer.
Wow,
he knows. He's heard the story before a lot of times.
Yeah.
So he was due right at the exact time that uni exams were. I just couldn't do it. I couldn't cope. No. And I was going to go back the next year. And then I had this little baby and went, I couldn't do it. And I was 21. Yeah. So I was very young. Yeah. So anyway, there's different levels of nursing, so I achieved one of them and did that for a while and then realised that it was very hard to do with a husband that worked a billion hours a week.
Yes.
So I did a few different things. I used to do, you know, when you're in the supermarket and someone's like, would you like to try this?
Oh, did you?
Yes. I loved that job.
You would have been great at
Anything. Yeah, but I was the top salesperson in Victoria.
There's an award.
Yeah, there's an award.
I bet you were.
And you just worked from 10 till 2. Someone could look after the children for 4 hours.
Oh, so good. Did you go the same supermarket or you had to go around?
All different supermarkets.
So did you have to bring the stuff with you?
Yes.
Or each supermarket you
got? No, you've got like a little bag and you build your little table and put your sign up.
Yes.
And yeah, so I really, really liked that. So I did that for a couple of years or something.
You could go back to the IGA and do that.
Could go back to the IGA. That's my goal. Full circle.
Yep.
Because I did actually work. It was called Goodfellows back then.
Yep.
But I think it was the equivalent of the IGA when I was in high school.
Yeah. Okay.
So yeah, that's where I'm going. As soon as I finish with this business, up to the IGA. And then I used to do a lot of freelance writing, which I think I mentioned.
Yeah.
And so that allowed me to sort of be home with the bigger children when they were little. And I did that probably right up until when I got pregnant with the boys, actually, and I helped out a little bit with my husband's business, but then I realised that we can't work together. So.
No, so, nor could I.
Yeah, and that's good.
Yeah.
So, and I think when I had the boys, my views on life changed.
Yeah.
And I was never been busier in my life.
No.
Or as happy and as sad.
Yeah.
And I just couldn't write. Like I just, no, there was nothing there and no. I had nothing to say.
Yeah.
And one thing the twins have taught me, I have no advice for anyone about parenting, parenthood, anything, nothing. So I couldn't really write like that anymore either because I used to write about parenting.
Of course.
Yeah. Yep. So gone, no, all gone. So I didn't really know what I wanted to do and I, when they were little, I couldn't work.
No.
And, well, I mean, no, I suppose I could have.
You got five kids.
But it was really hard.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And they were.
Driving everyone to school.
They were hard work.
They were hard.
They were next level. So about, I think, 9 years ago, one of my friends was selling her home and she'd been in a terrible relationship and her it was breaking up and her husband had taken a whole lot of the good stuff and just left her with rubbish, right? Oh. And she said, it was literally the day before the photos and I popped in and I said, you can't sell your house looking like this. And she's like, well, what am I going to do? And I said, I don't know. And I just rang a couple of friends and took stuff from my house.
Yeah.
And we just made her house look better. Like I put my bedding on and we, you know, it wasn't amazing, but it looked better.
Yeah.
And the real estate agent said to her, can I have the card of the girl that did that? And I thought, that. I can do that.
I can do that.
And
of course
I really
you can
do that.
You really
and
can.
And I just got a card made. I was like, oh, well, I'll get a card made up. And I have worked ever since.
Did you come up with a name there and then?
A lot of different names. We went through them all. But eventually, at the very beginning, I sort of had a business partner, but that didn't work as I always don't get business partners, people.
No. I never will.
No. And it wasn't really her thing anyway. But so we came up with that together, which is Instant Impression.
Yeah, which is a great name and it's the truth.
Yeah. So and we do home staging. Well, I do.
Yeah.
Home staging. So when you're selling your house.
Yeah.
I put furniture in it.
Yeah, so good.
Quite basic. But
well, it's not really. It's a lot to think about when you've got multiple houses.
Yeah, yeah.
Different sizes.
Yeah, but I suppose it started small, like good things do, and then it grew and so you're sort of keeping on top of it. And
yeah, so go and find Instant Impression on Instagram.
Yeah, find me on Instagram.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Give her a like.
Cop my little cushions a like. Makes me happy.
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
So, yeah, that's what – and I work – because we live in Melbourne, so I work around Melbourne.
Yeah.
Doing that, mostly the eastern and southeastern suburbs.
Yeah, so if you're one of our peas and you need this, then find Kate and she'll come and you can meet her.
Yeah, you can.
Yay.
Or I can just give you advice.
Yeah, so, well, that's true too.
Yeah, we do all – and there's a few reasons why I decided to actually do it properly, but I'll talk about them in a minute. But what's your work history, Mandy?
So I went straight out of high school. I thought I was so smart. I didn't need a score to go to TAFE.
Woohoo. You are smart.
School wasn't really my thing.
No.
And I was the first, I was the eldest child and both my parents didn't have uni degrees. My dad was a tradesman.
Yeah.
And,
awesome.
So that, you know, they didn't, they were just like, whatever you want to do is fine with us.
Which is how it should be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of true.
Yeah.
So, but I always, I love children. And growing up in the church, you're surrounded by children.
Love the
babies. So I was always helping with little kids.
Yeah.
And so I found a course, it's called Mothercraft Nurse.
Yeah. You can't do it anymore.
No. And so course. I went and did that and that's where I did the hospital placement and I did a home. Oh, this is really fascinating. My first placement was in a home and so I had to go and help a mum that had newborn babies and she had a three-year-old, an 18-month-old and one-month-old twins.
No way.
Yeah.
Three-year-old, 18-month-old
and one-year-old twins.
Oh,
and
so, four under three.
Yeah, so 18-year-old Mandy just rocks up at this house on a Monday morning from 9 till 4 or whatever.
She did love me.
And actually what I did was I brought all these toys for the big two.
Yeah.
So I entertained the three and the 18-month-old for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And she just did the baby, slept.
Yes,
yeah. And we're still friends.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah. The twins are maybe like 24 now or something.
Wow.
Yeah, yep.
That's amazing.
So that's amazing. And it was such amazing. A lovely first, you know, placement.
Yep.
So I did that. I came out with a diploma in childcare.
Yep.
Went to work in my first, and I'd worked in childcare centres as well, or long daycare.
Yep.
We worked in one centre with my friend's mum owned it. It was the first 24-hour childcare centre in Australia.
Wow.
This is in 1995.
I remember them opening and just being blown away.
Well, it was, so I would work Sundays and I would work some Saturdays, but Sundays we'd.
Do they still have them?
No, because so maybe it took them about a year to completely burn out.
Yeah.
And so we had lots of shift workers. So it was interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
And actually Sundays were great because it'd be like 10 kids. Yeah, just be two of us and we had a great time.
Yeah, yeah.
So then I ran my first room in a childcare centre. So that was 0 to 2. I had 20 babies and 3 staff under me and I was 19. What did I know? Nothing. But I knew leadership because I'd been in the church and that you learn all that stuff.
Learn
so
leadership.
I knew that I could lead people.
Yep.
But
and you loved what you were doing.
And I did love babies. Yeah. I bought my guitar. I could only play G. And so I sang every song in G chord. I had puppets. I was actually really good at it.
Yeah, of course you were.
But then I just didn't love it.
No.
It's hard slog.
It is. Hats off to you, childcare workers.
Gosh.
That is a hard job.
You know,
and
I just
so
couldn't.
Undervalued.
So I left, did a summer camp in America. That was great fun. And then I came back and I temped in childcare for 2 years.
Yep.
Because I couldn't settle.
Yep.
And then I got sent to a place called QEC, Early Parenting. And so I went there for a day, for 2 days.
Yep.
And I was like, oh, my gosh, this is a –
yeah.
This is an amazing place.
Yes.
And I could get a job here.
Yeah.
And so it's in here in Melbourne or in Australia, there's places the government provides called parenting centres, early parenting centres.
Thank God.
In Victoria, in Melbourne, we have 3.
Yeah. Awesome.
Other states don't have as many.
Yeah,
and lucky. So I just came upon this great place and it was lots of teaching about all sorts of parenting, but mainly about sleep.
Yep.
So and then we would have families that are in child protection.
Yeah.
Mandy's
got some stories which you can't tell.
I can't tell you any
but
of them.
They're amazing.
But really.
Yeah.
So really learnt so much in my 5 years there.
Yeah, and how different life is compared to your little bubble of the eastern suburbs.
Yeah. It was a huge, huge shock.
Yeah.
I was home visiting families in absolute crisis. Sometimes I was scared.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
It was frightening.
Yeah.
But I learned all these skills about, like, you know, what I didn't realize that people found getting babies to sleep so hard. I hadn't had one.
No.
And in childcare, I just patted them to sleep.
Yeah,
so
no,
I had that down pat. I can pat.
I pat
am the patter.
Pat.
I tell you. So, I absolutely loved working there.
Yeah.
Had my twins, blah, 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 episode 1 to 7.
Yes.
Afterwards, I think I had about a year off and then – oh, there were two.
I remember you going back.
I had extended leave and then I went back.
Yeah, I remember.
And I went back just one shift a week and I would do a late shift.
Yep.
So that was 2 till 10:30.
Yep.
And, you know, do a full day's work and then go and then get home by 11:30 and then someone would be up and I'd be up all night.
Yeah.
Anyway, I did that for about a year and I just was suffering a bit.
Yeah.
And all that – diagnosis stuff was
really
happening
rolling
as
in.
Well.
Yeah.
Yes. So eventually I had some counselling and I'll talk about that another time too.
Yep.
And the counsellor said to me, you can't do that work anymore.
Yep.
It's too traumatic for you.
Yep. Yep.
So I didn't.
Yeah.
I quit.
Yep.
And it was sad because I thought I've lost this.
Yeah.
Because of everything that's happened.
Yeah, now
I've lost my career.
Who am I? Or
Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates.
And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.
So then went on, had my third daughter, and then when she was about two, I thought, oh, we need money.
Yep.
So I went and worked in a shop.
Yep.
Beautiful shop.
Yeah, it was.
It was
beautiful.
Called Parenthood. So you know that in Melbourne, it was beautiful. So if I was going to work in a shop, it was going to be that one.
It was going to be that
so
one.
So I loved it.
It was gorgeous.
And then I realized as I was working there, I was giving free advice, sleep advice constantly because I was selling beds.
Yes.
And so then I thought, I've actually got a skill that I'm not using.
I remember you talking to me about it. Yeah. And you were like, do you think I can do this? And I was like, yes, I do.
Really?
Because you were like, you started your own business. Yeah. I was like, yeah, you can do it.
Yeah, because I just, my family, no small business, nowhere.
Yeah.
So I, so I thought, well, I could do sleep advice over Skype.
Yeah.
People don't have to leave their homes.
No.
Who wants to leave their home? Who wants a home visit?
I used to
do home visiting all the time.
Yeah, but you've got to tidy your house.
Yes.
Yeah, no.
I thought I can teach this.
Yeah, you can.
So, and I'd had a guy come out to my house to fix, he was a tradesman.
Yep.
And the name of his business was Dave Will Do It. So shout out to Dave Will Do It.
Dave Will Do It.
And I said to him, how'd you get that name? And he said, oh, my wife just used to say, Dave Will Do It, Dave Will Do It, Dave Will Do It, Dave Will Do It. And I thought, what a great catchy name.
Yeah.
So then I thought, well, what could my name and my business be?
Yeah.
And everybody would say to me, oh, Mandy knows. Just ask Mandy. Mandy knows.
Yeah.
Mandy knows. Mandy knows. Yeah. So I'd help everyone with their sleep.
Oh, yeah.
Mother's groups.
Everyone's all my babies. All of us.
Well, because it just rolls off my tongue.
Yeah, yeah.
So it wasn't actually hard.
No, but you still helped.
I can help you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I helped heaps of people, as we all do.
Yeah.
And so I thought, Mandy Ho, she knows. And
it's
I've been relentlessly teased.
It's a great name, Mandy Ho, she knows. Yeah.
So what I wanted to say, though, is in my work is that I know prem babies.
Yeah.
And I know multiple births.
Yeah.
And I know families with disability.
Yes.
So I thought, this is how I can set myself apart from other. There's tons of sleep consultants.
Yeah, yeah.
But they might not have that combination.
No.
So that's what I know.
Yeah.
So, I started the business 2014, still going.
Awesome.
So you can find me, Mandy Ho, she knows, Facebook, Instagram.
Yeah.
Occasionally on Twitter, but not really useful.
No,
just tweeting back people about, you know, Handmaid's Tale or shit like that.
And it's pretty funny because Mandy's like helped some mutual friends and they'll be like to me, oh, do you know Mandy Ho, she knows? I'm like,
yes, I do.
I don't call her that.
That's not her name, I know.
I just call her Mandy, but
I go to the IGA and there's people, hi, Mandy Ho, she knows.
Yeah.
Kids, I'm teased a lot.
My children say it too.
Yeah, I know everyone does.
Yeah, it's great
though. But I think, well, isn't that what you want?
Yeah, well, it's got a nice ring to it.
So I've done sleep talks around with multiple birth clubs. I've been really beautifully supported by lots of multiple birth clubs here in Melbourne. I'm really thankful for that.
Yeah, and because you support the multiple birth community and a lot of people don't understand.
No.
I remember when I brought my twins home and this mum at church saying, well, it's just two babies. And I remember looking at her and saying, yes, it's two babies. She's like, yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah,
not
no.
Not easy.
No, not just.
No,
it's
massive,
babies.
And you know when you're talking about sleep, and I can say I remember.
Oh yeah.
Even though I knew the concept of sleep, I didn't listen to what anybody else said. I knew what I was going to do. Mine was still really, what's the word? Fractious.
Yes.
Prems.
They
were hard.
Yes.
So I taught them when I could, but when it was developmentally right.
Yes, that's right.
It was still months.
Months.
Of being awake all night.
Oh, months.
So, I mean, twins are my bread and butter. I work with twins every week.
Yeah, well, a lot of people don't know how to, and it's different. And
it's
you're
different.
A different
You've got two,
person.
3-year-olds jumping around in beds all night.
And I think I can remember being up at night and breastfeeding and settling my others, but with the boys, it's like I could write an essay on it. Like
I really
remember
could.
It.
Yeah.
It was just,
and
it went for
so long.
So, to have someone, and I know our kids are a little bit older now, but have someone who's been there.
Yeah. Oh, they love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they say, how old are your twins now? I say 14, they're like, what? I was like, yeah, you'll come out alive. Yeah. It's okay.
Oh, I can remember just thinking.
But I couldn't have helped people back then because people say, oh, I wish I knew you back in 2006. No. And I said, well, I couldn't have helped you.
No, you couldn't have.
So.
You're in survival mode.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
Yeah. You helped me.
I tried to help everyone I could. So. Yep. So that gives you a little understanding about our business. And I work over Skype so I can work with families all around the world. Yeah. I've had twins in Japan, England, America. Yeah.
And you can choose your hours.
Yeah, so that was the other thing. I was like, my the girl's dad, really inflexible work.
Well, when you work in the corporate world, it's inflexible.
Exactly. So I realised, what am I going to do that I can be for all the appointments and the hospital visits and the operations and the freaking this, that, and the other.
Yeah.
All and the SSGs.
Yeah.
And now we're at three different schools.
Oh.
How do I do that?
Yes.
So it really ticked a lot of boxes.
Yeah.
Even though I underestimated the work.
Of course.
And how it's constant.
Oh, working for yourself is
brutal. It's constant. Yeah.
But also.
But I am so motivated by my own work. Now I can't imagine working for anybody else because I'd be like, what? I don't care about your work.
No.
So I'm proud.
Yeah. Oh, I'm proud.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you can be proud. And I think like a motivator for me was as well that I needed an income that, yes, would go towards household expenses. But so for my boys, we could never do group activities. So swimming lessons, we had to pay for individual lessons. Tennis, individual lessons.
Yep.
Everything, every activity we ever did, which didn't last very long because people gave up on them or, you know, whatever.
It was too hard. Yeah.
It was too hard.
We tried. Oh, dancing.
We tried dancing. Netball. Everything.
Yep.
Individual hip hop lessons, you name it. Oh. We did it. And that costs a lot.
Yes.
Because you're paying these usually 10 kids in the class. Now there's two, you have to pay a substantial amount of money. So that really, I work and I chose to work like up my, so I work almost, well, full time.
Yeah.
So I try and, because now my 18-year-old can get herself to school.
Woo.
So I get everything ready the night before and a couple of days a week I start at 7.
Yeah.
And then my husband does the school drop off and, but thankfully my warehouse is just down the road so I can start my team.
Yeah.
Come back.
Yeah.
Take them to school or start. I don't go down, they go down. Like it's flexible.
Yeah.
And that's what I had to have.
Amazing.
And because we can't do unsupervised time, even though they're nearly 14.
No.
So I have to be, someone has to be here.
Someone has to be here.
Yeah. So, and I can never earn what my husband could earn.
No.
So, I have to supplement it. Yeah. And I also have to be able to say, yes, you can do this. And so, I've mentioned before, but my twins just love skiing and it's just a freedom that they don't get anywhere else.
Yeah.
And that is just so ridiculously expensive. Mm. It's just I put money aside every week so we can go once a year.
Yeah. Yeah. And see them shine.
Yeah. And they're not the best on the mountain, but gee, they love it. And just the joy.
Speed.
Yeah, speed. Yeah. Just straight down that hill.
Oh.
So. So it's just that one time of year where I feel like, and I don't mean this like this, but they're normal.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
They fit in.
Yes.
And the mountain, you know, is a weirdly caring place.
Is it?
Yeah. You fall over, strangers help you up. People, do you know where your mum is? Like it's a little community up there. And, people are genuinely nice to you. So
it's a happy time.
Everyone's on holidays or people.
Of course,
live for the snow.
Yes.
So they go and live there for a year or they go and and so everyone's,
they work there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
they're there for a reason.
Yeah. They're all, you've all got this common thing.
Oh, yeah.
Not really me.
Well.
I just do one run and go, oh, no, I can't. It's terrifying. I can't do this. I'm going to go and have a hot chocolate and just know that the kids are happy.
Oh, it's worth it.
Yeah, it is worth it. So,
it's worth it.
But I know it's also expensive. So that's really the motivator behind me working. And I love my job.
Yeah.
And I work with all males except for my bookkeeper who's awesome and they're all under the age of 25. Like I have all
so
school
fun.
Leavers. Fun.
Yeah.
We laugh all day. And I just think I wouldn't have this.
No.
And it's a release and it's a relief. And
it is.
They don't expect me to be anything.
Yeah.
Like, you know, other women might or other adults.
Yeah.
But they don't care what I am or who I do. Or, So it is a refreshing play. It's stressful.
Yeah.
And we get people who are, you know,
demanding.
Yeah, very demanding. But I also really, really love it. And I love that I can know in 3 weeks' time it's athletics or whatever.
Yeah, and you can move it around.
Yeah. So
I do the same things.
Yeah.
Yeah. And last year I had to shut the business down because we had two surgeries.
Yeah.
And I remember afterwards I was thinking, oh, no work. How am I going to – it's over.
Yeah.
It's over.
I remember.
Like I've had a couple of months off.
And I was like, no, you're
and
right.
It's over. And then boom, it was back. And
yeah.
And I didn't really even – I think I communicated that we were
you
having
did.
Surgeries.
Yeah, you
did.
Yeah. And you'd put things up.
Yeah, but I was in hospital. Yeah. But someone said to me, because I was like so down about it, like, well, maybe the universe just gave you a break.
Yeah, maybe
they
did.
I was like, well, maybe. I don't really believe in kind of that anymore.
But yeah.
But it was a nice thing to say.
Yeah, yeah.
So, So it can bounce back.
Yeah, that's right. It can.
And the other thing I want to say too is that I understand that I was able to start my small business because I had a husband who was paying the bills.
Yeah, I 100%.
So I just want to acknowledge that if you're a single mom, you can't pursue the job of your dreams.
No, and I get that.
Because you need to pay for your rent, your food,
your mortgage,
your electricity,
whatever
all of
you're
that.
Doing. Yeah. Oh, so, I was very lucky and it fell in my lap.
Yeah, yeah, you know? Same kind of to me.
And really I couldn't earn money for a couple of years because I had to keep buying stock.
Yes.
I was lucky that – but once I realised that this could be something – because I would have had to go and do something.
Yeah.
Then I was like, well, this will.
And actually I had a big blow up at the job with one of the younger women, which kind of forced me out.
Yeah.
And I remember at the time, you know, both of us kind of were right and wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
But I remember at the time thinking, don't fuck with me.
No.
I have survived a lot.
I know.
And so you are young.
Yeah.
You have one normal child.
Yep.
And you're pulling me up on something.
Yep.
And I just snapped.
Yep.
Because I thought there was times where I didn't want to live.
Yeah,
that's
right.
And so I'm back.
Yeah.
And I've got three children.
Yep.
And I'm trying my darndest.
Yep.
And don't treat me like that.
No.
So it's goodbye.
I think that having children and then having the twins and then having all these other issues, I am the strongest I've ever been.
Absolutely.
And, you know, people – it's funny because I wasn't ever really super strong as a person. I was, you know – I mean, I was like a worship leader. I didn't mind being up front, but
same.
I wasn't strong.
No, that inner strength.
No, and people say to me now, oh, mate, you're strong. And I just think, well, this is – life has just carved this.
Yes. And well, I think I said something like I've got this kind of arrogance because I didn't want to live.
No.
I was
so
sad.
Yeah.
And I never thought I would be this person that I am now.
No.
So no one's going to mess with me.
No, I'm a, like we say, old Kate and old Mandy.
Yeah.
They're gone.
Yeah, they're gone.
They are gone. And
that sometimes is a harshness.
Yeah.
And I do know
I don't
that.
Think it's harsh. I think if you're a man, it wouldn't be harsh.
Oh, well,
you'd
that's
be
true.
Empowered and you'd be strong and you'd be a leader. So let's not say harsh.
Okay.
We're not
okay.
harsh.
That's true.
We've got a lot of love in us.
Yeah, we
but
do.
But we just know what we have to do and when we have to fight and when we have to work.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
That's okay.
And I'm really proud to show the girls that I've run my own business.
Really proud.
I think that's an awesome thing to show them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really proud.
And that we're working and we're trying our best.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. And, you know, who knows? They might all work with me one day.
Well, I'm already trying to think about what Molly can do.
Yeah. So
is it a lady startup?
Yeah, that's right. Maybe she'll be stacking the cushions.
Yep. Yeah, well.
you know, we don't know.
We don't know.
So there may be other reasons in the future that, you know.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, because Woody's already said to me, when can I finish school and come and work with
you? Oh, so good.
And I'm like, I think you probably will.
Well, she said to me today, I want to work in Kmart.
Oh,
she loves Kmart.
Yeah.
I said, well, you might be able to.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But I said,
I reckon
imagine.
You can work in Kmart. Yeah.
She loves it in there. Any chance you can get. Got all these vouchers for her birthday. She's in.
Oh, yeah. Who doesn't love it?
No
Come
waiting.
No.
I was like, I'm spending all the vouchers today.
Oh, yeah. We don't. Yeah. We just straight away spend. Yep. Yep.
So
there's no tomorrow.
That's our businesses.
Yeah. That,
look
that's
us
a little
up.
Bit,
like us.
Yeah.
If you need my help or you know anybody that needs help.
Yeah.
Their baby's sleeping, please.
Yeah, she's pretty good.
Well, I've had over 500 clients. So,
you
know, I listen. Every family is unique.
Yep.
I never prescribe the same thing.
Yeah.
Because right. I believe in us being families that are grey.
Yes.
When I write my book, not that I'm going to, it was going to be called A Thousand Shades of Grey. Instead of 50. Not the book you thought it was going to be.
Yeah, no, not the book you thought it was going to be.
Because nothing is black and white.
No.
Particularly in the multiple birth, particularly if you've got prems and birth trauma.
Yeah.
And even more so if your children have got disabilities.
Yeah.
Or special needs. So I'll try my darndest to find a way to make some sort of change.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Thanks for listening,
people. Yeah, thanks for listening. Okay. See you later. Bye. Bye.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
Well, something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional unprofessional, so if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.